The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good 7:01 a.m. Thursday morning. We're in Central Time here on the Power Hour. So glad you could join us. Lots of news to get to today, in addition to taking a few phone calls. But first, we want to let you know that Grown by Nature, which is a full whole food supplement range, is now available again at thepowermall.com. You can get 10% off Grown by Nature products this week only. I happen to have one of them in my hot little hand right here. It's the Pro Mag X Magnesium. Good stuff. Now, as far as donations go, guess what we have? If you haven't seen it yet, you need to get one of these things. This is the Joyce Riley commemorative coffee mug. Knowledge is power. There's the Constitution and the flag right there with Joyce and the Power Hour logos. You get one of these things simply by calling up 877-817-9829 when we open the Power Mall in an hour, and donating $100 or more, we will ship this to you for free with your $100 or more donation. Of course, you subscribe to our newsletter while you're at thepowerhour.com, absolutely free. We're also on Substack, and you can subscribe to our newsletters and get news highlights and other info you may have missed or need regarding your efforts to maintain your personal health, because that's what it's all about. Also, another announcement of late, the Red Pill Expo 2023 by G. Edward Griffin. You've heard him on the show before. Tickets are available at thepowerhour.com. It's August 12th and 13th in Des Moines, Iowa. You can watch online or in person by using the code POWERHOUR. And but I'm talking about in person. If you want to go, you use the code POWERHOUR for a 10% discount. And you can attend this Red Pill Expo event and get a whole bunch of truth bombs. Two new stations joining us on the Power Hour. If you are listening and you don't hear your radio station broadcasting the Power Hour, call the program director of that radio station and recommend a broadcast to them. We also appreciate everybody donating to 7.490. That's WWCR, Worldwide Christian Radio, in the form of a check. Put the Power Hour on the memo line so the check's credited to the right account. If you want to donate directly to WWCR, the address is, of course, to them at WWCR, 1300 WWCR Avenue, Nashville, Tennessee, 37218. And that keeps us up and running on shortwave. Dr. Carol Lieberman, who's been on the show before, is going to be on at the bottom of next hour. And we're getting, of course, updates on that sub that went down to look at the Titanic. By the time this show is over, by my best calculations, they will be completely out of oxygen. Not a pleasant way to go. In our top five stories, as long as we're on the subject of the Titanic sub company, Oceangate, they fired their director who demanded safety testing of the submersible Titan craft, Oceangate. Yeah, they're out there now. You know, my estimations is because of the fact that the way the Titanic is, you know, it's kind of spooky that it would hit an iceberg and people weren't paying attention, how they could be so idiotic as to not be paying attention to what was going on, traveling the route they took. Who would have known? Who'd have thunk? And of course, you know, you can sit there and relive My Heart Will Go On and, you know, Leonardo DiCaprio and Kate Winslet hanging off the front point that everybody sees of the sunken wreckage of the Titanic. And of course, previous expeditions down there have gotten caught up in currents and almost stuck in the back end of the hull where the propeller was. But now we're finding out, according to the Daily Mail, that one of their directors of OceanGate was fired because he insisted that there's some safety concerns about this submersible lacking a safety beacon. Otherwise, he would have been able to find it. Nope, couldn't do that. It's all about the money. They charge $250,000 a head to go down there and look at the Titanic. Like I said, they're about out of oxygen. That one, somebody that went down on that vehicle before said they have two batteries and one of them was 40% low and they had to resurface, so they didn't get to stay down there the whole time. And the thing is that even if they were alive and there was that much oxygen left, they cannot just hook onto the Titan and just yank it up out of the water. It doesn't work like that. Got to be brought up slower. Every single person on board is going to be suffering from nitrogen narcosis, otherwise known as the bends. Can't bring people out of deep water like that without having some sort of medical problem. Then they're all dead anyway. I just have a feeling this is not going to turn out well for the people on board that little five-man sub. It does not look good. I mean, they've been pinging that thing with sonar buoys all night long and still can't locate it. And see, the thing is they get oxygen starved in that submarine. They're going to be banging away, and then the banging's going to stop on the side of the hull, and they're not going to be able to hear anything. So it doesn't look good because we haven't gotten any updates at all since 10:30 last night that they were still hearing banging noises. But because of the underwater echoes, it makes it very difficult to understand whether or not there's an SOS signal or whatever the case may be. Trump, of course, was on Fox News Channel with Bret Baier. I call him the monkey's uncle. And of course, Baier was, we blew that interview. President Trump says, I don't want to talk about the COVID vaccine because Republicans hate it. DeSantis promoted it at first. And of course, Trump said that DeSantis pushed the vaccine before turning against it. And you got to wonder about the mistakes that our leaders make without really looking at the data. Well, let's see what you get when you get lied to and told, Mr. President, Operation Warp Speed is a go. We have the vaccine. Wait a minute. This was only in production for how long? Oh, it was in production a lot longer than the 10 months that they were talking about, or 10 weeks or whatever it was. Doesn't matter, really. Because the virus was created first, and the vaccine that had all the gobbledygook in it, including graphene oxide and whatnot, that was designed as a bioweapon, for those of you who aren't paying attention or weren't. And the more of them you get, and I'm talking about the jabs, because Trump admitted he got the booster. Smart, huh? Real smart. Yeah, that kind of, every time that he gets on there and pats himself on the back, and see, he hasn't walked back Operation Warp Speed. He still hasn't walked it back. Instead, he says, there are people that say I saved 100 million lives with the coronavirus vaccine. I really don't want to talk about it. Yeah, he doesn't want to admit he was lied to and he bought it, hook, line, and sinker, without thinking about it and questioning the data. He just took scientists' word for it. Well, maybe they baited him. That was all part of it. In an attempt to ruin him because of his ego, he bought into it. He let that little, you know, Nazi of a man, Fauci, on the podium between him and the scarf lady, talking about Deborah Birx, that came out with a tell-all book that basically said they lied to the American people. And of course, China is denying that they are doing anything to establish a joint military training facility on Cuba. However, the Wall Street Journal now has come out with an article yesterday that says, oh, yes, they are. They're talking about it right now. Stationing of Chinese troops and other security intelligence ops about 100 miles off Florida's coast. And, of course, it's on the same island as Gitmo. So don't think they're not going to be spying on that as well. Don't think China, if they're spying on Gitmo, won't be the first to tell you who actually is there and who's not. So when you hear all this back-channel information about, oh, yeah, the real Biden and real Hillary are in Gitmo right now, and they're going to hang, you know, Pelosi's in Gitmo, and they're going to hang her tomorrow. No. No, I'm sorry. The wannabe Michael Jackson on a bad makeup day is still serving in the House of Representatives.
Democracy,
you know. Oh, and then Biden, of course. He's up there talking to a campaign donors event in California and starts spilling U.S. intelligence about China, revealing to attendees what the U.S. intelligence agencies learned about the spy balloon. Okay. You pay how much a seat to learn this information? See, shows you what where money can get you. Pay to play. Pay to learn, pay to do a lot of things. John Durham, meanwhile, testified in front of the House Committee on Trump's campaign and the launching of a full investigation into it by the FBI, saying it should have never happened. They missed so many steps. And, of course, you know, FBI's director Chris Wray said his agency responded extensively to the criticisms found in the report of John Durham. And last month, you know, when it came out, it led some outraged Republicans for calling for the shutdown of the FBI completely. But of course, Christopher Wray gets up at the Atlanta Press Club. Well, we've come up with 50 different new policy changes for the better. Yeah, it's a little late for that. Pathological liars they are. In world news, Doug Casey has got a report out on the war on farmers could trigger a famine. Technocracy News is reporting this, that energy, food, and water are three prime drivers of human activity, and all three are experiencing man-made crisis designed for such control. So when you control the food, I mean, you heard Biden even say this. Yeah, you control the people. They'll do anything to eat. Anything? Strong explosion hit a building in Paris's Left Bank at American University, by the way, American Academy, leaving dozens injured. And, of course, one person is still missing at last check. Health authorities in Australia have quietly removed Moderna's pediatric COVID-19 vaccine for children 5 years and under, with both options offered by the company no longer available in the country. Now, if you can understand this, I think this is Australia, by the way. Health authorities there decided, after injecting all these kids and seeing all of the adverse events these kids were having, not a good thing. And of course, we have some stuff under the COVID section I'll get to here in a minute. And as far as political theater goes, the House has voted to censure Adam Schiff. Yeah, the Schiff show got to them to the point where Anna Paulina Luna, Republican rep from Florida, denounced him and called for a resolution, except they left one thing out. And of course, the vote was 213 to 209. Six Republicans voted present. Yeah. Six Republicans voted present instead of voting for his censorship. And see, it failed the first time. It got tabled the first time it was brought up. And you know what the difference is between the last one and this one? The one they actually voted on did not include what was included in the first motion for resolution to censor Adam Schiff, the $16 million fine for bringing up and lying about the Trump situation with Russia. No, they left that out. And so everybody says, okay, well, as long as he didn't have to pay $16 million, we'll go ahead and vote on it. You see how the old good old boy network buddy system in Washington works? Ah, Jimmy, you're a Yankee doodle dandy. Yeah. So Schiff can stick it where the sun never shines as far as what I can see. He's been referred to the House Ethics Committee for investigation. Whoop-de-doo! Like that's going to go anywhere. A former U.S. attorney has accused the Department of Justice of violating its own internal policies when it came to an agreement with Hunter Biden to reach a plea deal on a tax crime and gun charges. Now, see, anybody else that did what he did would be in jail for 5 years. And this is what former U.S. attorney Brett Tolman wrote about the Ashcroft memo. The Ashcroft memo requires the DOJ charge the highest provable offense and seek consistent sentences with other cases brought by the DOJ. Referring to a directive handed down by former Attorney General John Ashcroft that requires federal prosecutors to charge and pursue the readily provable and most serious offenses supported by evidence and facts of a case. This prosecution is an absolute laughable joke, which is why we do this. We talk about it. We laugh about this. We joke about the U.S. government and poke fun at them because they deserve it. Satirism and all. Bunch of deviants and reprobates. The whole lot of them. Don't know about the 20. You might want to exempt them, but see, when the political theater starts up, the 20 are part of the political theater. So what's the difference? Oh, yes. Oh, their heart's in the right place. Yeah. The 20 are up against 415 congresspeople. Because 20 plus 415 is 435. That's how many of these people are serving us in Congress right now. So despite the efforts of the 20, you got 415 people, business as usual. So it is a laughable joke. Anybody else lying on a gun application and putting that they weren't under the influence of drugs, which would definitely get you denied for a handgun or any weapon for that matter, on a form 4473, he lied about it and admitted he did, and he's going to get a slap on the wrist. And it's because he's a Biden. Anybody else would be doing 5 years in prison. I mean, the guy that tased a police officer in the January 6th Capitol riot, Daniel DJ Rodriguez, he's got 12 years in prison for tasing a cop. Wow. Actively using violence to achieve a political end that day, according to the prosecution. So he gets 12 years. But Hunter Biden that goes and lies on a gun application that would subject everybody else to a five-year prison term gets probation. Yes, Hunter, you be a good little boy. I got to do my Truman Capote here. Yes, Hunter, you are a deviant. Yeah. Yeah, he was doing crack cocaine, and he put lied on his application, said he wasn't doing drugs. And they found out otherwise. And the FBI knew it. The DOJ knew it. So you see how our dual system of justice works here. Meanwhile, the U.S. Department of Defense. Defense. You know, like the thing that divides 2 yards, defense. Yeah, you know, defense. Yeah. Well, the U.S. Department of Defense has said it overcounted the value of the weapons it sent to Ukraine over the past 2 years by $6.2 billion. Really? You really want us to believe that? How do you overcount the value of weapons by $6.2 billion? What, are you an idiot? Who's in charge of counting the value of the weapons? $6.2 billion. That's another laughable joke, and we're supposed to buy into that crap, right? Oh, wow. See, all these things, if you sit there and read that in the morning newspaper and get your dose of bacon and negs, see, bacon and negs for negatives, duh. $6.2 billion, really? How do you have an oversight of $6.2 billion? How do you do that? Somebody move a zero around, not paying attention. That's pretty much, I mean, you're talking about the government here. If you want something screwed up, let the government do it, right? Former President Trump, of course, is patting himself on the back again, saying China owned the U.S. until he took office. It's what he told Fox News' Bret Baier, the monkey's uncle. Yeah. Former president pointed to his record of slapping tariffs on hundreds of billions worth of Chinese good and having China sign a trade deal in January of 2020. And you want to know one of the reasons why Biden got elected? Yeah. Why our election might have been stolen? This kind of stuff. And then he goes and pats himself on the back for it. See, the ego's never gone away, folks. If you want to dupe the president of the United States, and I'm talking about the former president now, all you got to do is just feed his ego and lie to him through feeding his ego, and you got it made. Because the guy will buy anything you say as long as it makes him look good. I mean, that's pretty much the way it's looking. Every single thing that we have seen from Trump, it's always him patting himself on the back. I mean, we can't get a straight answer out of any politician now, can we? And they all want to take credit. I've said this before, just like that moron that shoves his face in an ice cream cone that's occupying the current Oval Office. Yeah, they all want to take credit for stuff, but they won't take the blame. They won't say, I screwed up. I bought this lie. I shouldn't have done that. I should have. You know, I think the American people would have respected him a lot more. I remember when I was out touring in Washington State and Oregon prior to the Bain decision being released by the Washington State Supreme Court. I was out attending meetings and speaking publicly with former Ohio Attorney General Mark Dan. And Mark Dan left office in the middle of a sex scandal. Attorney General of Ohio, right? How many know that? Raise your hand if you know. All right. That's a sight gag, okay? For those of you that are watching on our streaming video, you saw me raise my hand because I knew that. Well, rather than sit there and cover it up to these group of disgruntled homeowners that were being ripped off by the banks, Mark Dan immediately said, I left office in the middle of a sex scandal and got a standing ovation. Because, see, people appreciate honesty and transparency and the truth, and they don't like pathological liars and ego freaks. They don't like people like that. People are waking up and they're understanding, okay, what kind of garbage are we being fed today? Every time they turn on the snooze, they're being fed with garbage. And a majority of Americans are asleep at the wheel. They're not getting it. Oh, we have to go to work today. Then they just sit at home and sit in front of the TV and suck up pablum, all the garbage they can feed. Now, here's something interesting for those of you. You want to call your favorite congressperson a snail? Well, Miramar, Florida has been put under a quarantine. Now, how's that possible? Oh, yeah. The Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services ordered the community to be placed under quarantine because they're looking for Lysicentina Bullica. That is the Latin term for a giant African land snail. I mean, they got a picture. If you go to our email blast and you get it and you click on the link, you can see a picture of this giant land snail. I mean, these suckers, this woman is holding it in her hand. She's got a rubber glove on, obviously, because this thing can transmit a parasite and also do massive amounts of agricultural damage. These snails can grow up to 8 inches in length. And you know how they got here? People smuggle them in. Oh, aren't they cute? Hey, what a delicacy. Let's eat one for dinner. No. Don't do that unless you value your life. Now you watch. There will be these morons out there go, oh, look, a snail. Let's eat it. And then they die. They get loaded. I mean, these snails, not only can they, the agency noted the species is one of the most damaging snails in the world. It eats at least 500 different types of plants, can reportedly eat plastic, street signs, stucco, and other inorganic material. Their shells are reportedly able to puncture car tires. So now you know why they've locked down Miramar, Florida, because they found a bunch of them there. If you happen to see a giant African land snail and you happen to be in and around Miramar, call Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services. Do not touch it. Not unless you want to get infected. That's a warning. I mean, this is a really ugly looking sucker that lady was holding in her hand. I saw a picture of it. Yuck. Slimy little bugger. Got a hard shell. I always love, here's the headlines again. The White House won't seek a U.S. Supreme Court intervention for its requirement that healthcare organizations and hospitals perform and cover transgender medical procedures after it misses its deadline to file an appeal. So the Beckett Fund for Religious Liberty Legal Group won their case because the Biden administration missed a June 20 deadline to appeal its case to the U.S. Supreme Court after multiple courts blocked the administration's mandate. But the funny thing is the headline reads, White House declines to appeal Supreme Court on transgender surgery mandate. White House declines. Do you understand what I just said? The White House declines. I didn't know that White Houses could do that. Like I said, what do? You stand outside the fence and yell, hey, I hear you're not going to appeal the Supreme Court on the transgender surgery mandate. And the park police look at you like, what are you, an idiot? Well, I'm talking to the White House, the headline. Look at here's the headline right here. It says White House declines to appeal. I didn't know White Houses could do that. When we come back, we'll tell you about four children found in a Boston-run housing with drag queens, drugs, sex toys, and a dead body. Whoa. Yeah, ready for some sick, twisted news? Of course you are. America feeds on that. Yeah, it's like it runs on Duncan. We'll be back after this short break. Stay with us.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health, as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients, such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
And we are back at 32 minutes after the hour, 7 a.m. Central Time. And just letting you know, of course, that Grown by Nature full whole food supplement range is now available again at the Power Mall. You can get 10% off this week only of all Grown by Nature products. And of course, your donations to help keep the Power Hour on the air, especially helping to fund the shortwave frequency, is certainly appreciated. If you need more information, you can dial us up here at thepowerhour.com. We even have a forum where you can share information. You can visit us on Substack as well. Send a snail mail donation, if you would, to the Power Hour at P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814. A lot of you do on a regular basis, and we appreciate that. You can also write to us at support@thepowerhour.com, as well as our snail mail address, and let us know why you deserve one of RickSatelliteUSA.com systems. And we're going to be giving away one of them to a lucky listener out there, thanks to your donations here at the Power Hour. Not everybody can use these dishes, so make sure you put your phone number in your letter that you write to Rick. He's going to read it. He's got to be able to call and talk to you. That's why you want to put the phone number in there, because he wants to make sure you can use the system before we consider giving it to you, all right? And if you're interested in donating a system, you can contact Rick Kaler directly at 816-228-1801 in the beautiful city of Blue Springs, Missouri. Or you can go on his website and communicate with him that way at rickssatelliteusa.com. Before we went to break, we threw a headline out there at you. We call that a teaser on shows like this. What do you say about the dead body? Yeah, if it bleeds, it leads. No, not really. Now we talk about a lot of other stuff besides what the deviants are doing these days. I did want to mention, though, that you know our prayers go out to the four people at least that died in a tornado that ripped through a very tiny town, Matador, Texas, in West Texas. That happened last night about 8 p.m., and there are people that they're searching for that are still trapped in the debris, believed to be a tornado, of course. Now, we go to the situation about these kids in Boston packing a car and Harvard Yard. Four children found in Boston-run housing. Now, this is the city of Boston, okay, with drag queens, drugs, sex toys, and a dead body. Four kids found living in the apartment, filled with drag queens, alcohol, drugs, sex toys, and a dead man, according to reports. It's a fire department report obtained by the Boston Herald, confirmed by police response, states that a BFD crew, that's Boston Fire Department, was sent to Old Colony Avenue Saturday morning for a call that a man had gone into cardiac arrest and required medical attention. Yeah. That address belongs to a property inside the Mary Ellen McCormick housing complex run by the city of Boston. However, when the firefighters got there, they found more than just a routine medical emergency. Oh, shut up. Oh, yeah. The apartment was extremely unsanitary. Six adults who appeared to be males were seen in the apartment, saying they subsequently found four kids in the back bedroom being hidden by an adult male from first responders. What were they doing to the kids? The incident occurred, of course, on Saturday over the Juneteenth weekend. The children reportedly ranged from age 5 to 10. Yeah. So the detectives show up. At-large city councilor Michael Flaherty called the situation sickening. He's got these sex toys laying all around. Multiple sources told the Boston Herald some of the adults were dressed as women when first responders arrived at the scene. All the adult parties were being uncooperative and didn't provide helpful information in addition to that. But that's because you didn't address me by my pronoun. like I said, hey, got to poke when poking is fun and poking is necessary. All the adults present denied having children inside the apartment. The article, of course, said nothing about these people being arrested. And hey, you lied to a cop. They all denied having kids present. What were they doing to the kids? Article said nothing about that. Whose kids were they? Didn't say anything about that. You notice how convenient it is when they leave stuff out of news reports? Yeah, see, this is why you got to read between the lines. We have to deem that all of these fellows that want to dress up like ladies might have been grooming those kids. We can only come to some sort of conclusion like this because if the article doesn't say it, we have to start making assumptions, blind or not. So we have to assume if we were going to rewrite the headline that every single person that was in there was a sexual deviant. Yeah, we have to assume it, right? Just, you know, what you see, you have to assume. Picture's worth a thousand words, right? And then when you lie about the fact you're hiding kids in the back bedroom and they find them, yeah, put the cuffs on them and take them down to jail. I'm sure the inmate population down there would like a little fun and games with the transgender movement. Won't be a pretty picture, I can tell you that right now. Ooh, I can hear the name calling as they parade them down the jail cell hall now. The cat calls and, oh yeah, hands darting out from their cells trying to play grab you know what. Oh, I can just see that, boy. Not a pretty picture. Now, you remember early in the week, we talked to Tom Van Hoos. Tom Van Hoos, you remember him? He is the owner of the gun store, Highwood Creek Outfitters. Yeah, well, he's sticking to his guns and reopened his business after the IRS raid. Of course, now he's kind of in violation of the law. And the reason he's in violation of the law is because he's supposed to keep all of his Form 4473s that every person applying for a handgun or a shotgun or whatever the case may be that he sells to him has to fill out for a background check. He has to keep those records. Now, the law's been amended, like you said on the show. It's been amended so that he has to keep these things in his possession until the day the store closes. I mean, permanent, right? So because these 20 heavily armed IRS agents raided and searched his business with a search warrant, IRS agents raiding, and so, I mean, if IRS comes in, you would think they're looking for tax documents. Not so. Apparently there was one IRS agent or 20 IRS agents ready out of the 20 that were there. One of them was an ATF agent. The other 19 were IRS. Let's get that straight. According to what Tom said, they were being monitored by the local BATF office. So when you look at this thing and it's like they took stuff out of there that might not have been involved in the search warrant. I haven't seen the search warrant. I'm sure that Tom's attorneys has. They've looked at it probably. And the thing is that what Tom said was they were only supposed to take 2023 to 2017, but they took all the way to 2013, 10 years worth of warrants of these 4473 forms, right? So they overextended themselves on the warrant. That's illegal. That might be enough to have everything thrown out, but the problem is they got the forms. And Van Hoos says they somehow think a small mom-and-pop gun shop makes enough money to justify 20 heavily armed agents. There's no justification for what happened. That's what he said. Said it on the show. They can't justify that. They could have just come in, said, look, we're from here. You know, we got our two-wheeler here, and we want to take your 4473s, want to look in your documents. See, the law says they're allowed to come in and inspect. But the law also says that he has to keep them in his possession until the store closes. And if they take them all, 10 years worth, then he's not in compliance. So what are they going to come back in and say, sorry, but you can't remain open because you don't have your forms. Well, you took them. You have the forms. You took them. The onus is on you to bring them back. When do I get them back? See, now I have to look at the fact the United States government, if this was the case, just economically interfered with Tom Van Hoos's business by taking those forms out of his store and putting him in a non-compliant position. See, if you're not thinking about the legal consequence here, well. And see, the average Joe on the street wouldn't get this. You get it because I've got very smart listeners listening to the show. But think about that for a minute. He's in non-compliance because the forms aren't in his store like the law says, which means the IRS agents came in and broke a law to enforce another law, namely their warrant. And if their warrant, there must be something about what was going on that made them go get a federal search warrant in the first place. Why are you under investigation, financial investigation, by the Internal Revenue Service's Criminal Intelligence Division, the CID? I mean, and then they come in heavy. Now, for those of you, they came in heavy. No, it means they weren't out in the parking lot eating donuts and their bellies were sticking over the top of their belts. It doesn't mean that. Coming in heavy means they came in with heavy assault rifles and, you know, the usual SWAT team kind of thing. But it makes you wonder. You know, and I don't want to be disrespectful because I do back the blue. I'm a member of multiple sheriff's associations. But you see, the thing is about the sheriff. Where was the sheriff of the county that Tom Van Hoos's business was in? And what did he do to stop these guys and question what they were trying to do? Well, we got a federal warrant. Yep. Busted down on Bourbon Street. Yeah. You got a warrant, guess you're going to come in. Yeah, we can sit there and start singing Grateful Dead, right? And see if Van Hoos would have protested, they might have shot him. So, you know, these are the things when the revenuers come. I really think they're trying to make a list of everybody that he sold a gun to. Because the documents were in his possession, and now they're not. So what do you think they're doing with all those Form 4473s? It'd be very easy to put them in a scanner. And then they have all these agents just glean the information and make a complete list of everybody to start investigating as to what their financial polygamy. I mean, they could start comparing it to all your social media accounts. So, folks, I got to tell you, if you bought a gun at Highwood Creek Outfitters, I would suggest you get the hell off of social media. Because I would say right now that they're probably looking at everybody's name, email, phone numbers, and they probably have set up wiretaps on everybody illegally. You have to assume it. This is how surveillance state works. If you are one of those, I mean, I hate to say that this is something that's going to be problematic, but you got to be careful now because of everything that's there. Yeah, his business is open again, but again, we got a problem. They have the information. They are gleaning through the information. What are they gleaning for? I mean, are they trying to figure out that this guy somehow stiffed the IRS out of money? We'll find out, but I have a distinct feeling they scanned the documents. Crazy, isn't it? Patrice in Ohio, good morning.
Good morning. So, Dave, what do you think the chances are that, first of all, if the IRS gives them back his forms, that the IRS gives them back every form that he's supposed to get, and then they don't come in later and say, oh, you don't have this form because they never gave it back to him. So where's the proof that they're going to get back every form that they took?
They gave him a receipt, Patrice, and that's basically what you signed.
It's
3,400.23.
Every form is in there.
Well, yeah, every 4473 form, it would be very difficult to prove that they aren't. I mean, if you've got some sort of a scanned database of these documents, which I would hope that Tom would do, I wouldn't just take a paper form without scanning it and making a digital copy of it. But that'd be about the only way that I would figure if all of a sudden, and you're right about that, what happens if not all the forms come back? That would be problematic.
Then what also... why couldn't he be given the opportunity to say, hey, I have to maintain these copies. You're going to have to make the copies here, or you're going to have to allow me to make a copy of everyone I have here before I can give them to you. Why didn't ever come up?
Because of the fact that they got 20 guns pointed in your face, that might have something to do with it.
Hey, Dave. You know,
this is why they come in heavy.
I haven't had IRS agents with guns, but I've had discussions with IRS agents before direct. And yeah, you can say kind of whatever you want.
Yeah, the problem is they like to make notes of every little thing. Yeah. If you've ever been audited by the IRS, which I have been.
I have.
You know how fun those are. Yeah, you know how fun those are, right? You're sitting there, you're having to prove a negative in order to keep from having to pay more taxes. That's what I don't like about it, is you walk in there and the burden of proof is on you to prove you didn't do something rather than the burden of proof on them to prove you did. So, you know, this is a real problem I have with audits, and that's one of the reasons why, you know, when the state of Kansas tried to audit me once, I had two CPAs staring them down the whole time they were in the office, and they ended up leaving with a box of files. And after they examined the files, they came back and said, okay, here you go. Here's your files back. Have a nice day. You didn't do anything wrong. So, yeah.
What sounds like what happened, though, doesn't sound like a normal audit. So why on earth are
there's nothing
20?
Normal.
Yeah, I mean,
there's
the whole thing
normal.
Is just the biggest sham.
Yeah, I know. It is a sham. Thanks for calling that one out. I've been doing that all my life, but whatever. I appreciate it, Patrice. Thanks so much. Hey, we go to the Republic of Texas Radio's co-host, Alan. How you doing, sir?
Yeah, hey, good morning, Dave. Yeah, you know, in reference to this gentleman up there in Montana with his gun shop, you know, that's Montana land up there. And probably, I would guess one of the main reasons, he probably sold quite a few, you know, 50 BMG, 338 Lapuas, and various other, you know, extreme long-range rifles. And, you know, when that goes in for the background check, you know, that throws a big flag up. Because, you know, you can, if you're really good, you know, you can hit something from, you know, a mile plus, you know, away, you know, that makes them very nervous, especially in today's world, you know, and
well,
the people up there
does.
Do love their guns, big, wide open territory. And, yep. You know, they fend for themselves, you know, it's always been a little bit of a rebel spot. And, that would be my guess as to why he in particular was raided. I'm probably pretty certain that he sold, quite a few extreme long range rifles.
Pretty much he did, and he admitted that on the show when we talked to him on Monday. I asked him if the Barrett M82A1, I said, you sold many of those? He goes, yeah, I've sold a few of them. I said, yeah, that probably raised a bunch of red flags because they had one at Waco up in the tower, and they had another one with the militia of Montana. I believe it was a Minuteman up there. They had one, too, which is why the FBI parked their vehicles and everything a half a mile away, because if anybody knows anything about an M82A1 Barrett 50 caliber, it'll go through an engine block, and it has 1/2 mile straight line trajectory. If you're going to talk about logistics here, there is no rise and fade for 1/2 mile, which means whatever you target on through your scope, that 50 caliber round is going to travel in a straight line with no rise, no fade, and it's going to hit that target head on if they're within 1/2 mile. That's what they're worried about.
Yeah, and I can tell you, I know a few people that have some of those toys, and I can tell you, yes, I know there's some engine blocks out here in the country that have holes put all the way through them. So, yeah, they were very effective weapons, yes. So,
yeah, they are.
Anyway, that's all I have. Good show.
I appreciate it. Thanks, sir. You know, this is the thing, and Republic of Texas Radio, by the way, Republic of Texas Radio, that's Alan. He and Steve O'Brien do that thing every Sunday, so been on there. It's always fun being with them. Ralph Nader is warning about the coming flood of Frankenstein chatbots. And I'm talking about AI chatbots. Rick Claypool is a level-headed policy analyst and number cruncher for Public Citizen, who is known for reporting the decline in corporate crime enforcement with each succeeding presidency. His latest report clearly shows him in an unusually agitated state. Its title is Sorry in Advance. Claypool is not engaging in hyperbole or horrific, horrible hypotheticals, if you like alliterations, concerning chatbots controlling humanity. He's extrapolating from what's already starting to happen in almost every sector of our society. So, see, here's the thing. It is likely that if you read this report, according to Ralph Nader, you are likely to experience cognitive dissonance. We have talked about that term before. Throwing up your hands thinking the genie's already out of 1 million bottles. And so what Rick Claypool did in this report is take you through real-world harms that the rush to release and monetize these tools can cause, and in many cases are already causing. So just imagine your deepest, darkest fears of what artificial intelligence can do, and you pretty much have pinpointed where we're going with this. The only way you're going to find out what's in that report is if you subscribe to our email blast. Got that? ThePowerHour.com. And we have a little tab there, newsletter tab. Yeah, just subscribe and we'll send it to you, all right? The FTC is suing Amazon, accusing the tech giant of using deceptive design tactics known as dark patterns meant to steer customers into making a specific choice, such as signing up for its Prime program, as well as sabotaging their attempts to cancel Prime. Now, I don't know if you know about this, but they hit your bank account for $17 and some change every month. The FTC filed the lawsuit yesterday claiming Amazon violated the FTC Act and the Restore Online Shoppers Confidence Act when it intentionally tricked millions of its consumers into signing up for Prime and then sabotaged their attempts to cancel, according to a report by CNBC. Well, CNBC finally came out with something useful. So why, again, are people subscribing to Prime? Amazon's woke. We know that already. Wow. Oh, by the way, Greta Thunberg, I get to turn her over my knee and figuratively spank her little behind after we come back from the break. Want to know how I'm going to do that? Well, I guess you're going to have to tune in and listen, aren't you? Be back after this break.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829.
Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.